Welcome back to the deep dive. Sometimes you run into these massive tech docs full of code snippets, configs, weird terms like data structure server. It can feel pretty overwhelming.
Definitely. And today we're tackling one of those, Redis. If you're building anything modern, especially apps needing speed, real-time data, or even AI features, you're bumping into Redis constantly.
Absolutely. So our mission today is really for you, the learner. We want to give you a clear path, like a beginner-friendly way to understand what Redis actually is.
Right. And why developers call it the preferred, fastest option for data.
And importantly, how this tool, which has been around for a bit, is now suddenly super critical for things like Gen AI. We'll cut through the jargon.
Think of it as, your quick guide to understanding why basically every big platform out there, social media, e-commerce, you name it, uses Redis to handle huge scale and stay fast.
Okay, but before we jump in, just a quick shout out to the supporter of this deep dive, Safe Server. They handle software hosting and support digital transformation work. So if you're aiming for that kind of speed we're talking about, that sub-millisecond performance, you need solid infrastructure. Check them out.
You can find more info at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, let's get started. The official docs, they paint a big picture for Redis. They say it's a cache and a data structure server and a vector query engine.
That sounds ambitious. Like it's trying to be everything.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot. And usually, when software tries to do everything, there are trade-offs. Maybe it's not great at any one thing.
Right. So what's the deal here? What's the core idea?
Well, the sources are pretty clear. The reason it can wear all those hats is because its entire design is just obsessed with one thing: raw speed, performance.
Then how does it get that speed? What's the magic?
It's mainly about keeping the data in memory, RAM. That's the crucial bit.
Okay, so not constantly reading from a slow disk like a traditional database.
Exactly. By avoiding disk I/O for most things and using really smart, efficient ways to organize that data in RAM.
It gets incredibly low latency. We're talking, like the source says, sub-millisecond, often even faster, like microseconds, for both reads and writes.
Sub-millisecond. Wow, that's hard to even picture. Faster than blinking.
Pretty much.
And that explains why the sources call it battle-tested at massive scale. If you're handling millions of requests a second, saving even tiny fractions of a second adds up massively, right? And costs user
Oh,
happiness.
absolutely.
Yeah.
You literally can't build some of these huge modern web apps without something that fast handling key operations.
So speed is king. But you also mentioned versatility. It's not just fast, it does a lot.
Precisely. That's where people often get the wrong idea. They hear in-memory key value store and think it's just simple storage, like putting a label on a box, but it's way more sophisticated.
Right, so it's how you use that speed. What are the big use cases where Redis is basically the standard tool now, according to the sources?
Okay, let's break down maybe the four main ones first. The obvious one, caching.
Yeah,
It's
it's bread
handling.
and butter.
Totally. You store stuff, you need all the time user profiles, maybe parts of a web page, leaderboards in Redis, so you don't keep hammering your main slower database. It's like a really efficient gatekeeper for data.
And the sources mention it has built-in smarts for that, right?
Yeah.
Like rules for kicking out old data, setting timers on keys.
Exactly. Eviction policies, key expiration, crucial stuff for managing a cache properly. Otherwise, it just fills up with junk.
Makes sense. Okay, what's next?
Second big one, distributed session management. Think about logging into a big website, like an online store during a huge sale.
Okay, yeah, chaos.
Right. You might hit different servers behind the scenes, but your login, your shopping cart, it all needs to be consistent and instant. Redis handles that session data across all those servers super fast without slowing anything down.
Ah, so it keeps track of who's logged in, what's in their cart, no matter which server answers the request. That's huge for making things feel smooth.
Exactly. Then number three is more about communication, messaging, and inter-service communication.
Like different parts of an application talking to each other.
Yeah, especially with microservices. Developers use Redis as a super fast central hub for things like background job queues or sending messages between services using publish subscribe,
Pub sub, right.
or even more advanced streaming. When services need to coordinate or pass tasks quickly, Redis is often that middleman making sure nothing gets dropped, and it happens instantly.
Got it. Fast, reliable communication. And the last one, you mentioned analytics.
Yeah, real-time analytics. This is where that sub-millisecond speed is absolutely critical for the business.
Like what kind of analytics?
Think about personalization, showing you recommendations right as you're browsing. Or, maybe more importantly, things like fraud detection.
Ah, okay. Like when you swipe a credit card.
Exactly. The system needs to decide instantly if that transaction looks suspicious. If it takes half a second, the fraud might have already happened. Redis can power that kind of instant check, risk assessment too.
Wow. Okay. So caching sessions, messaging, real-time analytics, that's a lot built on speed. But you said it's more than just a key value store. That data structure server part, that sounds key to the versatility.
It really is. This is where it moves beyond just storing simple values. Think of Redis not just as storage, but as a toolbox. It gives developers pre-built, highly optimized tools data structures to solve common problems really efficiently.
Okay, like specialized tools instead of just a generic hammer.
Exactly. And the most basic tool, the hammer everyone uses first, is the string type. Simple key-value storage, perfect for caching basic objects, but also really good for atomic counters.
Counters, like counting website hits.
Yep, you can have millions of users hitting a page, and Redis can increment a counter instantly and safely with one simple command, INCR. No complex database locks needed. Surprisingly powerful.
Okay, so string is the basic. What are some of the more specialized tools?
Well, a really popular one is the sorted set. Imagine a collection of items, but each item has a score, and the whole collection is always kept sorted by that score.
Ah, okay. What would you use that for?
The classic examples are real-time leaderboards in games. Scores change, rankings update instantly, or maybe less obviously, for building really effective rate limiters to protect your APIs. You can track request counts per user within time windows very efficiently.
Huh, built right in. That saves a ton of custom coding. What else is in the toolbox?
There's the hash, which is great for representing objects. Like you could store a whole user profile name, email, user ID all under a single key, but as separate fields you can access individually. Keeps related data together neatly.
Okay, strings, sorted sets, hashes, any really unusual ones?
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting. The sources mention probabilistic structures like hyperlog
A
log.
hyperlog log. Okay, that's a name. What on earth does that do?
It solves a really specific but important problem, counting unique things when you have a massive number of them.
Like counting unique visitors to a huge website.
Exactly. Imagine you're, say, Twitter or Facebook, and you want to know how many distinct users logged in yesterday. You can't possibly store every single user ID in memory. Just to count them, you'd run out of RAM instantly.
Right, that would be astronomical.
So hyperlog log lets you estimate that unique count incredibly accurately with a tiny predictable error rate using a very, very small fixed amount of memory. It's like a magic trick for big data counting.
Wow, that's computational efficiency right there, solving problems that seem impossible otherwise.
It is. And Redis isn't even limited to these built-in types. The sources mention it has a modules API, so developers can actually add completely new data structures and commands if they need something super specialized. It's extensible.
Okay, that flexibility is key. And that adaptability probably explains how it pivoted into this next area, AI.
Exactly. It seems like a leap, right? From caching and leaderboards to powering AI.
Yeah, you wouldn't immediately connect the dots. How does Redis fit into chatbots and Gen AI?
It fits in mainly through this concept of a vector store.
Vector store. Okay, unpack that a bit.
So AI models, especially language models, don't really understand words or images directly. They understand numbers. Data gets converted into these numerical arrays called vector embeddings.
Right, embeddings capture the meaning or context of the data numerically.
Precisely. And Redis, with its speed and now specialized query capabilities, is becoming a go-to place to store and, more importantly, search through millions or billions of these vector embeddings incredibly quickly.
And why is searching vectors so important for AI?
It's critical for something called retrieval augmented generation, or RA. This is huge in Gen AI right now.
Or A.
When you ask a chatbot a question, especially about recent events or specific internal knowledge it wasn't trained on, the RAG system needs to quickly find relevant information to augment its response. It searches the vector store, maybe containing company documents, recent news, product info for vectors that are semantically similar to your question's vector.
Meaning it looks for documents that mean something similar, even if the wording is different.
Exactly. And Redis does that semantic similarity search super fast. This lets the AI pull in relevant, up-to-date context to give you a much better, more accurate answer than it could generate on its own. It's like giving the AI a fast access external memory.
Okay, that makes sense. Fast vector search for smarter AI. Now, the sources mentioned something really eye-catching here, semantic caching, and saving huge amounts of money.
Yes, this is a massive practical benefit. using tools like Redis Langcache for semantic caching. The sources claim it can cut your large language model, LLM, cost by potentially up to 90%.
90%? How?
Think about how expensive calling those big LLM APIs like GPT-4 can be. Semantic caching stores the answers to previous prompts. If a new prompt comes in that is semantically identical, meaning it's asking the same thing, just maybe phrased differently, Redis intercepts it.
Uh-huh.
It checks the cache, finds the previous similar query, and just returns the already computed answer instantly. You completely avoid making that expensive slow call to the LLM API.
Wow. So it recognizes, tell me about Redis speed is basically the same question as how fast is Redis, and just gives the cached answer.
That's the idea. Over time, with many users asking similar things, the savings can be enormous. It tackles both latency and cost.
Okay, cutting latency and potentially 90% off your AI bill, that makes Redis seem almost essential for any serious Gen AI project.
It really shifts it from a nice-to-have performance booster to a core piece of the economic puzzle for AI deployment.
All right, so we know what it is, why it's fast, what it's used for, even in cutting-edge AI. Now, the practical bit, how does someone, especially a beginner, actually start using it? Because looking at the source docs, wow, there are pages on compiling it from scratch on Linux, macOS, specific commands. It looks intense.
It totally does look intimidating. And yeah, those build from source instructions are there for folks doing deep custom production setups. But honestly, for learning or even most standard deployments, you absolutely do not need to do that. There are much, much easier ways in.
Okay, good. What's the simplest path?
Probably the easiest is Redis Cloud. It's the official managed service. You basically click a few buttons on AWS, Google Cloud, or Azure, and they set up, manage, and scale Redis for you. Zero infrastructure hassle.
Okay, cloud service. Makes sense. What if you want to run it locally, on your own machine, just to play around?
Then the official Docker images are your best friend. Seriously, it's usually one command in your terminal. Something like docker run tndp 6379.6379 redis.latest.
And that just starts a Redis server.
Yep. It runs in the background, ready to go in seconds. Super simple way to get a local instance for development or testing.
Nice. Okay, so you've got it running via cloud or Docker. How do you actually talk to it? Is that complicated?
Not at all. The simplest way is the command line tool, Redis CLI. It connects you directly.
And what can you do there?
You can literally just start typing commands. Type ping.
And it should reply?
P-O-A-N-G. Yeah. It's the classic test. Then you can try storing something. Set my key, hello world. It'll reply, okay. Then type get my key.
And you get hello world back.
Exactly. Or try that counter, enter the page visits. It'll reply integer one. Hit it again, you get integer two. You're directly interacting with Redis, seeing how fast and simple the core operations are. No code needed initially.
That actually sounds surprisingly easy to experiment with. Takes away the scary factor.
It really does. And if you prefer a visual tool over the CAN line, the sources mention Redis Insight.
Oh, a GUI.
Yeah, a free graphical interface. Lets you browse your data, see server stats, manage keys visually. Much more approachable for some folks. And they've even added something called Redis Copilot into it recently.
Copilot? Like an AI assistant?
Yep. A natural language AI helper built right into the GUI to help you understand your data or figure out Redis commands. Shows they're really thinking about usability for everyone.
That's cool. Making powerful tech accessible is key. Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. Key takeaways for our listener today.
I'd say, one, Redis is fundamentally about speed, achieved by its in-memory design, giving you that sub-millisecond latency.
Mm.
Two, it's incredibly versatile, acting as way more than just a cache. It's a data structure, server-powering sessions, queues, leaderboards, and more.
Right. And three, it's now a critical player in the AI space, serving as a fast vector store for R and offering huge cost savings via semantic caching.
Exactly. Fast, flexible, and increasingly essential for modern apps, from basic web functions to complex AI.
So here's maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on, a provocation from the expert.
Okay, how about this? We've seen Redis can handle caching, session management, message queues, real-time analytics, and AI vector storage,
yep,
often all at the same time from one system with incredible speed.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, instead of adding five different specialized tools or databases to your application stack, could you leverage the speed and versatility of Redis to actually simplify your architecture? Could using Redis more broadly reduce complexity rather than add to it?
That's a great question. Using one powerful, fast tool for multiple jobs instead of juggling many single-purpose ones. Definitely something to think about for designing efficient systems.
Worth considering.
Okay, fantastic. And one last thank you to our supporter for this deep dive, SafeServer. Remember, they handle hosting and support digital transformation. Check them out for your high-speed application needs.
More information at www.safeserver.de.
Thanks again for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep building fast.